is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
I'm Adrian Kennedy, and that man there is Mr. Jeremy Dixon.
How are things? Everybody okay?
Everybody's good.
Yes.
You are familiar with Kilchipper Park?
Very familiar, yes.
Very familiar. Do you ever go for a walk there?
I've been for a walk there. Why? What did I do? What are you accusing me of now?
No, nothing.
That's okay. It's a beautiful part of Dublin. It's just on the, for those of you who aren't aware of where it is, it's on the foothills of the Dublin Mountains, I suppose up behind Fir House. Isn't that where we're talking? Yes.
The reason I mention this is 2 years ago on this programme, we spoke to a woman whose dog was savaged by another dog in this exact park, in Kilchipper Park. Okay.
So this is an issue with people taking their dogs out for a walk and not having them on leads.
Exactly.
Because if a dog is on a lead, it won't attack.
Exactly.
Because you have it on a lead, you can pull it back.
Well, a lady called Tara has gotten in contact with us, and she joins us on the line. And this is a particularly difficult story because, Tara, on Bank Holiday Monday, you were minding your neighbour's dog.
Yes.
Tell me what happened as you took that dog for a walk.
We were heading down to the field behind the Kilchipper pub on Kilchipper Way, and we entered the park, and there was not many people in it. As far as I can remember, there was only two teenage girls, no more than 15, and I'd say a toddler, no more than two, a little boy sitting on the grass. And we entered the park, and we started to walk down through the parkway, and the dog was kind of sniffing around the grass and whatever, so we stopped for a couple of seconds, and then the next thing, we turned around, and we seen this Staffordshire Bull Terrier just legging it towards us and barking at us, and he just grabbed the dog, threw him to the ground and just held on to him and wouldn't let him go.
Now, the dog that you were minding, what sort of a dog was he?
He's half Maltese, half Bichon.
Okay, so he's a tiny little dog.
He's a small little dog, yeah. White little, fluffy little thing, you know. So, I don't know, we were minding our own business. There was nothing going on in the park or anything like that. And then just this dog just came out in the middle of nowhere and just attacked him.
Okay, so a big dog versus a little white fluffy dog.
The big one, the Staffordshire Bull Terrier, is the same size as the dog I had. Like the small ones with the short little legs on them, you know, and the two dogs are the same size.
But the other one, obviously, a lot more vicious.
Oh, vicious, and a horrific, vicious attack just out in the middle of nowhere. And the girl, that one of the girls that was sitting in the field, she came running over, and we were all screaming and shouting. And she tried to drag the dog off, my dog, and she grabbed him by the collar to pull him off, and she couldn't get him off. And then she starts kicking him, and the dog is just not moving. He's not letting go at all. So then all of a sudden, then out of the blue, this man arrived down, and he got down his hunkers, and he was trying to prise the dog off, and he got him off the dog. And we're all still screaming and shouting and making as much noise as you could to kind of distract this dog off him, and nothing was happening. But the man got him off, my dog anyway. And then my dog, like, still on his leash, still in his harness and everything like that. And he ran a bit, but then because I was holding the lead, he kind of jerked, and he was trying to get himself off the harness, and he managed to get out of his harness, and he ran out of the park. And then ran up towards the Kilchipper pub, and then down the little road, and then in on the right and the underground car park that's underneath the apartments. But there was people everywhere, like, at this stage, and they could sense that something was up, and people were saying, like, oh, he's run down here, and a man in a car stopped and blocked the entrance to the underground car park, and they all were running in to look for the dog. There was about six people at this stage running around looking for him, and we got him back eventually. The one lady found him, and she carried him out to the underground car park for me, and I was, like, you know, in bits at this stage because I didn't know what sort of condition the dog was in.
And what sort of condition was he in?
There was no blood, thankfully. There was no blood. He was just traumatized, totally in shock, and he seemed okay. Well, but I just went straight to UCD veterinary hospital with him, and he was okay. He, luckily enough, he got away with just scratches and bruises. And he's just traumatized. He's not eating his food. He's not taking his medication.
And obviously this is even more difficult for you because it's not your dog. It's a dog that you're just minding for somebody.
Well, this is it, you know. So I don't know why, like, these dogs are allowed out into public areas like that with children in it as well. You know, just carefully walking around. As I said, I don't know who owned the dog. I don't know if it was the man that owned the dog or whether it was the girl that owned the dog.
Oh, so you never even found out who actually owned the dog. A girl came over first. She didn't succeed in getting the dog off. A man came over then and he eventually succeeded in getting the dog off. But you don't know which one of them owned it because you had to go off and find the little dog you were minding.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You know, so I have no idea. So I'm kind of like, this shouldn't be allowed. Like, they can't get away with this, you know. Somebody needs to speak to the police or call yourself with the details of the owners or whatever, you know, because it's not on. It can't happen. It's been going on for too long to so many other dogs in the areas, you know, and it's not right.
And this happened on Bank Holiday Monday afternoon at about 4:45.
Yes, it did, yes.
So maybe somebody somewhere knows who owns this dog. Obviously, they're probably not going to come forward. But please, if you're taking your dog out again, please have your dog on a lead.
Yeah, well, the dog had a collar on it. And it kind of had, there was blue on the collar, as far as I can remember, around the rim. Kind of a light blue collar on it. So,
again, what type of a dog was it?
Yeah, it was a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, because apparently that's what the warden said it was, because I gave him the description and he said that it wasn't a pit bull because pit bulls are taller. The Staffordshires were smaller and stockier. And he was a brown colour with black kind of markings on it.
But the important part about this is that that dog is on the restricted dogs list. It's a dog that, when it's out in public, should be muzzled and on a lead. And I'm assuming this dog was neither.
No, it wasn't, no. No, maybe the girl was the owner, maybe the man was the owner. I really don't know because I just couldn't hang around to find out. I had to go run after the dog and catch the dog anyway, because I thought he'd end up on the road and be hit by a car, you know. So
okay, but once again, an appeal to the owners of that dog. You know who you are if you're listening to this. Yeah. You know it's your dog. Please, if you're bringing it out into Kiltipper Park or anywhere around the area, muzzle it and have it on a lead in future, because this little dog could have been destroyed.
It could have been. He could have been easily. I don't know how he escaped, you know, with just cuts and bruises. I really don't know. But the next time, another dog or a child may not get off so easily.
All right, Tara, thanks very much, Dee, for sharing your story with us on 98FM.
Okay, thanks, Adrian.
Now, it's one of my pet hates, I have to say.
If you'll pardon the pun.
Yeah, it is. Yes. It is one of my pet hates. If I take my dog out, and one of my dog's the most placid dogs, I just don't have him off the lead. We always have him on the lead. And for the life of me...
So you never take him off the lead?
No, never.
Okay.
In the back garden, he's off the lead. But if we have him out in public, we have him on the lead at all times. That's the law. And I wish people had actually recognised the fact that that is the law.
Yeah, it's the law, but a lot of people don't abide by the law, do they?
No, I know. And we've spoken on this programme in the past to lots of dog owners who think it's perfectly okay to let their Rottweiler off the lead because he's a great old dog and blah, blah, blah. The owners of that dog, whoever they are, obviously thought the exact same thing, thought it was okay to let their dog off its lead and let him run around. But as that story demonstrates from Tara, no, it wasn't okay to let the dog off the lead. Will they go and do it again? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, of course they will. Yeah, yeah. There's such a thing as a responsible dog owner and an irresponsible dog owner. If you were up in Kiltipper Park on that Monday and you have any information that can help Tara out, you can contact us by text or WhatsApp on 087-798-9898. But as you said, the kind of people who let a dog like that off the lead, they're not going to own up to it, are they? They're not
not
responsible dog owners. Sure they're not.
But
here's the problem. Here's the problem as I see it, okay? When was the last time you saw a dog warden in Dublin?
I don't think I've ever seen a dog warden in my life.
Yeah, it took you a while to think about it, didn't you?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a dog warden in my life.
Either have I. Can anybody confirm or deny, is there such a thing as a dog warden in Dublin? And if so, how many of them are there? And where the hell are they?
Yeah.
I assume there are dog wardens.
No, there are dog wardens. America, I just happen never to have seen one ever. And
even
that's not
even, though, even though you're a dog owner who's always out walking your dog.
Yeah, I've never ever seen a dog warden.
Let's do it. Dog owner watch. Let's see.
Dog warden watch.
Or dog warden watch. Have you seen a dog warden in the last year? If you go to America, agent, they're all over the place. They drive around in these vans and they have these big nets and they catch the dogs. And in fairness, stray dogs and dogs that are left off the lead in America, it's not tolerated.
Mm.
But over here, it seems to be free for all, isn't it?
Have you ever seen a dog warden? That's the question.
No, I'm on this earth 40 years.
And have never seen one?
I've never seen a dog warden and I've never seen a litter warden. I've never seen anybody that has the name warden and their job.
Let me go to line one, and that is you, Colm. You're up at the Hellfire Club recently, and tell me what happened up there.
No, we were up there yesterday just walking our little terrier there yesterday, and there was like a bulldog there. You know, the dog out of Oliver, say?
Oh, yeah, go on.
And he was just running around freely up there, like those kids playing up there, running around. He kind of come over towards their dog, and the owner kind of come over with him. And she was saying, oh, he's very friendly, like, you know, he won't harm. Like, no, in fairness, he was just sniffing around their dog, didn't attack him or anything. But just the point is that there's kids playing up there, they had the dog running around freely.
Mm.
Like, the owner had the muzzle in her hand, like, you know, where the dog was running around.
Yeah, same thing happened. Same thing happened to me, Colm, up at the Hellfire Club there the weekend before last. It was a lovely day, and we walked up, and we were sitting down. You know, on the halfway up to the Hellfire Club, there's a big rock in the middle of the path.
Yeah.
Where you sit to have a picnic. And we were sitting down, and I had my young fella there, and he was eating his pesto and his crackers sitting on the wall. The next minute, these two huge dogs, I think they were Great Danes, came along and went right up to them. And I got the fright of my life. Now, the owner turned around and says, oh, they're the friendliest dogs. But you don't know that.
No, of course you don't know
you
that,
don't.
Yeah.
A dog can be friendly, but same thing, a dog can just turn like a human, you know?
Hmm.
You know, they can turn her any time.
And the irony of that story is that the owner actually had a muzzle in their hand. So they knew this dog was meant to have a muzzle on. But sure, what's the point in having the muzzle in your hand? It's meant to have the muzzle on when you're out in public.
Yeah, that's it. But I even have the dog on the lead. I mean, like, you know, the Hellfire Club kids love being up there, running around, running out of it at the Hellfire Club. You know, there was like a child there, it wouldn't have been no more than, I'd say, two, just walking around in the field, like, but this dog was running around, you know, freely, like, you know.
Colm, have you ever seen a dog warden?
What do you think, Adrian? What do you think?
I haven't seen a dog warden in a long time. The last time I've seen a dog warden was when I found a stray dog and I rang them to come and collect them. That's the last time I've probably seen a dog warden.
But you've never seen one randomly out in public, have you?
No, never seen one myself. Law states now that you're supposed to have a dog license, like, and that you can be stopped at any time now to see if you have a dog license, and you can be actually fined if you haven't got a dog license. But you never see them stopping people out walking the dogs or... I've seen a dog warden in a long time.
You've more chance of seeing a nun in Dublin than you have a dog warden. Like, when was the last time you saw a nun in Dublin, Adrian?
Actually, the day before yesterday.
No, you did.
Yeah, I did. There were a load of African nuns.
They're all over the town because there's a gig going on. But when was the last time before that you saw a nun?
I can't remember.
Like, do dog wardens drive a car? What does the car look like?
I've no idea. I've never seen one. How would I know?
You wouldn't.
Paul, you have seen a dog warden. Where?
Yeah, on the St. Anne's Park.
And what was same said dog warden doing?
He goes around. They go around down there, Adrian, and there's a lot of elderly people walk their dogs down there.
Right.
And they go around after them people, and they find them.
And they find them.
I've been down there with my brother, and they drive a little Ford Transit. They hide. I've seen them now, and my brother said to me, "Where do you see a man? He hide over there. You'll see him over the far side. He'd wait for a few people to come along, and then he'd get out to the older people, and he's fighting the life out of them, and then they say, oh, my license, I haven't got it on, and he says, oh, well, that's the point. And they do it regularly down in St. Anne's.
Okay, so they're regularly in St. Anne's, they're regularly throwing out fines for people not controlling their dogs properly. Mind you, I imagine those young fellas probably just give them the fingers and don't pay the fine anyway, do they?
Some of the young fellas don't. Well, Adrian, I was under the influence. You don't need to have a license for a dog if you have your dog chipped. Because that's your license for him.
Yeah, I believe that to be true as well.
Is it true?
That if you have your dog chipped.
Yes, that is true. And I keep dogs. But now, I'll tell you, I trot a horse on a little cart with my kids. And I was at a certain part of Dublin the other night. There was a woman with an Alsatian. Now, I kept big dogs, and I understand you trust no dog, no matter how good you are with them.
Mm. Here's a message. Sorry, let me just read this message out to you, because that's exactly, you brought up a very valid point, Paul. Lisa on her Facebook page says, and this annoys me, but I'm sorry, Lisa, but when I get messages like this, it boils my blood. Lisa says, we have a pit bull and he wouldn't harm a fly. No, Lisa, you don't know that.
And you can't say that about any dog.
No.
You really can't. You can't say about the most placid of dogs, any dog has the ability to
attack. It's like these parents who say, my little Johnny would never throw stones at a car. I brought him up well. He's an angel. You do not know.
No, you don't.
You don't know.
Now, the dog warden has been spotted all over the shop. I was stopped in Albert College Park by a dog warden. There does be dog wardens regularly in Ringsend Park, says that person.
Okay. By the way, your dog license, Adrian. Yes. Do you know how much it is? Because I assume you bought one for your dog.
My missus did.
Oh, no, but I'm sure she told him. She would have passed on the information.
We didn't discuss it. Both our dogs are chipped, so we're sorted, are we?
I don't know. I thought that was the case. Well, a dog license, for those of you who are interested, a dog license is only 20 quid a year.
Yes.
So, like, it's a lot cheaper than a TV license.
Sorry, can anybody answer that? I have both dogs are chipped. Is that the license? Am I sorted? Or maybe I'm not.
I think you are, but I'm sure somebody will confirm.
There is two dog wardens every Saturday in Talca Valley Park in Finglas, because there's a park run there on Saturdays at 9 o'clock.
We take it all back. They're everywhere.
I've seen one going around Drimna knocking on doors asking if you had a dog, you had to show your license.
I don't believe that. What, dog wardens are knocking on people's doors?
Apparently.
They have no right to do that.
There was a dog warden in Dodder Park about 6 months ago. He was advising people that their dogs had to be on leads after 11 o'clock in the day. I thought they had to be on leads at all times. And yeah, Ringsend Park. So yeah, there are dog wardens everywhere. I just happen not to have seen one.
Okay, we need to find out, is Adrian breaking the law? Should Adrian have his dogs taken off him and put into a pound because he didn't get it? So what, you have them chipped?
Yeah, so both them chipped, yeah.
But no license at all?
No, we did have a license. I know we did have a license.
And what happened?
I don't know if she's actually renewed it or not. I must ask her.
License revoked.
I don't know if she's renewed it or not. I'll have to find out when I go home.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.